This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just truly being part of the conversation, being part of what's happening. And you really need to get involved. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much you can do up there. You know, we send out a weekly email. We let you know what's going on, what's happening here at The Real Side, who might be on, the topics we might discuss, and some of our sponsors up there. So you get some great Christmas gifts, or any kind of gift, really, for that matter. You know, you don't always have to buy gifts on, Christmas and New Year's and that kind of stuff. Although, who buys gifts on New Year's? Who threw that in there?
You did.
I did? Yeah, okay. So Valentine's Day, well, I guess some people have to buy gifts on Valentine's Day, and then you have Christmas, birthdays, that kind of stuff. Anyhow. And we got some great gifts there, so check them out. Head up to the website, therealside.com. I've got so many stories, I don't even want to do a lot of the fluff talk, right? You know, so go to the website, you want to find out more about the show, more about me, more about what we're doing, that's the place to go. Comey apparently has early onset Alzheimer's. We'll have to feel bad for him. You know, here's the guy that was the head of the biggest, probably one of the most powerful information gathering organizations on the planet. And 250 some, what was it, even more than that, he said he didn't know. He couldn't answer the questions. Now, he didn't say, I refused to answer. He said, I didn't know. Anybody know who else played that game? Right? Come on. Really? It was Reagan. Right? Didn't Reagan, that was his famous line. He would hold his hand up to his ear, and he'd say stuff like, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. You know, the reporters would ask the questions when he was outside. And then when he got, what was it? Then when he would get into hearings and such, he would just simply say, I don't recall. Really? Think about it. And he got, well, he did get away with it. But again, you're talking about a guy that does this for a living. 245 times he said he didn't recall, he didn't know. He didn't remember. 245, I mean, when it came to the dossier, what did he say about that too? I wasn't familiar with it. I didn't know. I didn't know about this. I didn't know about that. Well, what did you know about? Now, you knew, you swear that you knew that Trump was lying. You swear that you knew that Trump. Now, here's what's funny about this. Originally, he had said Trump did not ask him to stop the investigation, right, into Manafort and others. Or, no, Lynch, I'm sorry.
What?
Flynn. I get their names mixed up. Anyway, so originally, Comey said that the president did not ask him to stop the investigation on Flynn, just, you know, said, could you go easy on him kind of thing. This time he said he did. He didn't infer that he should stop. So which is it? Did he or did he didn't? I know, I'm confused. Right? So if he's lying, if you've already caught him in a couple of lies, my understanding is when a witness lies one time, the rest of their testimony is considered garbage. That's coming from attorneys. Right? And then Comey says that he's not, him and Mueller weren't really friends. Right? But yet they were always together. They worked on many cases together. They went out together. They had, you know, I mean, think about this. How do you have that close of a relationship? That chummy of a relationship and you're not friends at all? How many times, and the left now is throwing up that Trump has, he's got no evidence, but he accuses James Comey of lying to the House. Right, this is the same line they used when he said, I'm being tapped at the Trump Towers. The Trump Towers has been tapped. And they go, he's making it up, he's lying, he's this, that, and the other thing. What did you find out? You found that the Trump Towers were being tapped. And he knew it. They never apologized for that. And we already know that Comey has been lying to the House. He lied to them in the first time he was there. But they're going to cover this up for days. They are so intent, so bent, so focused on taking out Trump that they're going to overlook everything and just harp on the things that they think they can nail Trump on that Comey has said, also without evidence. Right? You know, what's really funny is the Democrats are saying that the questioning was just a waste of time because they were looking to nail Comey on something. I'm sorry, did they go to the Kavanaugh hearings? Any of them show up there? The Dems showed up at the Kavanaugh hearings from day one looking to take Kavanaugh down. From day one. It's not going to stop people. And I'm really... I know some of the elections were stolen, but I also know some of the elections we didn't come out in big enough numbers. I would love to know why we didn't come out in big enough numbers. I would love to know why you didn't get out there and vote, or some of you didn't. We are not going to win. We're not going to beat this. We're not going to turn anything around till we fight like they do and come out in the numbers. We actually have to come out with more because dead people don't vote Republican. So we've got to get more people off the couch. Yeah, think about that for a while. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. No, I'm going to keep talking about Comey. I think he's worth it. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface. surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of a rumba beat.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of this conversation. You know, you can head up to the website, either one of them, therealside.com or the one on the Facebook page. And you know, get involved with some people that are, you never know how others, they may end up on the same page as you, but they come at it differently. And if they come at it differently, maybe the way they come at it might actually turn somebody that you're speaking with or you're trying to convince that they're wrong. You just never know. You should listen to other people. You don't have to buy into their garbage, but listen to other people. A sentencing memo written by Special Counsel Robert Mueller, I'm sorry, keep on calling him Mueller, His legal team is sparking interest with hints about what President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, may have known. Now, by the way, this is like a classic thing. Ooh, do you know what they told me about you? You know, kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? He may have told prosecutors investigating Russia's interference in the 2016 election who was involved. Mueller's memo makes it clear that Cohen cooperated with the special counsel's investigation, saying he provided useful information, though it doesn't detail what he told them. Cohen provided the special counsel's office with useful information concerning certain discrete Russian-related matters, right, that pertain to this investigation. He said that Cohen had regular connection or contacts with, you know, Trump company executives in Russia and with Trump. Cohen has admitted to lying to Congress about how long he worked on Trump Tower Moscow project and repeating the falsehoods to the media. Well, here's the thing. Again, I say, if you're caught lying, if you're known as a liar, why is the rest of this stuff believable? Right? Now, Mueller seems to say, well, this isn't self-preservation for him. You know, he has no reason to lie anymore. This just, it drives me crazy. Once a liar, always a liar. At least that's what they say. That's what they on the left say. The memo doesn't go into great detail. It does provide new information about one of the earliest known contacts between Russia and Trump campaign. Back in 2015... Cohen was months into his work on a proposed Trump Tower in Moscow when an unidentified Russian national proposed a meeting between Trump and the Russian president, Vladimir Putin. Now, here's the thing. If you start looking at this, none of these came into fruition. None of these meetings happened. None of these meetings benefited Trump in any way. Now, notice I said they didn't happen, and then I said they don't. Well, of course they did, because they didn't happen. They went nowhere. But they're not going to let this go. They think this is going to end up hurting Trump. And ultimately, that's their goal. They don't care he's president. They don't care that unemployment's down. They don't care that all of a sudden we may get fair trade with China. They don't care that the little Asian guy over there in North Korea is no longer a major issue for that area. They don't care about any of that. What they care about is that you have a Republican in power. That's what they care about. Look, they don't like him. They don't like Pence. At this point, what I believe is that any Republican president, any Republican in a position of authority is going to be beat up like this for quite some time. Like, let that work. We will not be able to sit in an office anymore to a constant attack from the left. There's no such thing as a peaceful transfer of power anymore. It's just not there. They can't believe that anybody believes on the same line as Trump. They can't believe that anybody... Look, Nancy Pelosi says it's immoral to build a wall. Why? Where did she get that from? Because she's decided that's what it is, right? Come on, think about it. She's decided that. She's decided where morality sits and doesn't sit. She's the one that believes that abortion is a good and moral thing. She was totally put back when the Pope wouldn't meet with her. So again, I keep going through this with you. I know some people don't agree with me, but I'm just going to keep bringing it back to, how do you keep electing these legislators that don't line up with your belief systems? Because you're afraid, certain legislators may not be pro-abortion. So what? Is that what you're going to base everything on? Now, see, I look at it the other way. I'm looking for people that are pro-life. I'm looking for people that are going to protect life. Because if they're not going to protect life, how do I know they're going to protect anything else? If they're not going to protect life, how are they going to protect my rights? Just asking. Again, it's just getting worse and worse and worse. And until we grow spines, until Republicans grow spines, until we, I don't want to say Republicans, conservatives, people who want to take office, people who want to be community leaders, until you decide to actually step up and act on what you say you believe, we're going to keep losing. Whether you like it or not, we're just going to keep losing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me know where I'm off, where I'm wrong. I'd love to know. The new Los Angeles County Sheriff. This is just great. First of all, we had a sheriff actually won in Los Angeles County. A guy that couldn't pass his lieutenant's test. Took him three times to pass the lieutenant's test. Somehow he won. You know how he won? He's a progressive Latino Democrat. That's right, Alex Villanueva, a progressive Latino who vowed to kick ICE out of the nation's largest jail system, was elected and recently sworn in as L.A. County's new sheriff. That's got to scare everybody. He stunned a local political establishment after winning a 53% of the vote to defeat then-Sheriff Jim McDonald. He became the first incumbent voted out of that office in more than 100 years. Although, I got to tell you, that's kind of misleading. Because two sheriffs, one in particular that wasn't doing well, he actually died before he had a chance to retire. And then they had another sheriff come in who was about ready to be indicted, and he decided not to run again. So I don't know how true that comment would have been. We're going to talk more about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
You know, it's not been anything that I've been out advocating for. You know, my life changed over the last 24 hours when Nick Ayers decided not to do it, and there was a story out there that I was on a list. You know, I can say this. It's going to be the president's decision.
You're listening to North Carolina Congressman Republican Mark Meadows, a guest on The Story with Martha McCallum on Fox News. He's asked if he's been contacted by President Trump to be the new chief of staff as the president weighs raise his options to replace John Kelly, who's leaving at the end of the year.
A lot of well-qualified candidates. And at the end of the day, it's who's going to serve him best and serve this country best. Right now, I've got a great job in representing the people of Western North Carolina. I'm going to continue to do that. And yet, at the same time, you know, there needs to be someone to support this president and making sure that we indeed make America great again.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Are you a couple of nitwits?
On GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, just truly being part of the process. I want information. I want input from you. If you head up to the website, you can buy some great Christmas gifts, including my coffee mug, TRS coffee mug. Coffee always tastes better in a TRS coffee mug. I'm telling you. Whether you want to hear it or not. We were talking about L.A. County Sheriff. The first sheriff. You know, interesting in this election cycle how many things became a first. L.A. County Sheriff lost his bid for re-election. It's the first time in well over 100 years that a seated sheriff in L.A. County lost his seat. And, you know, you look at what's taking place all across the country, and you have to stop and think, really? How did that happen? He was far from the worst sheriff we ever had, the one that was in there, Jim McDonald. They didn't like the fact that, my understanding is from what I've read, he was really trying to clean up the department. And then here comes Villanueva. He recently retired from the LA County Sheriff's Department with the rank of lieutenant. Been on the force for about 30 years, but it only took him 3 tries to become lieutenant. Think about that. Villanueva made several statements during the campaign that were perceived to be hardline stances against federal immigration authorities, but critics have accused him of sending mixed signals about cooperating with ICE. The U.S. Air Force veteran promised to create a very bright line between the department's actions and ICE. Actually, physically kick ICE out of the county jails if he can. He later clarified that inmates would still be transferred to ICE custody as required by state law. You know, you guys on the left that really have kind of lost your mind with the whole Trump derangement syndrome. It's funny because if Trump uses 2 scoops of ice cream, he's broken the law somehow. I mean, somehow it's against the Constitution. You are all over it 24/7. And here's a man who says he's got, you know, he's been in law enforcement 30 years. He knows how the law works. He's elected to sheriff. I'm sorry. a tainted election, elected a sheriff, and you want him to keep ICE out of the courts, out of the jails, really. And it doesn't matter how many illegals have gotten out of jail and killed someone or hit someone in a drunk driving who's been deported 3 or 4 or 5 times. You don't care about any of that stuff. I mean, specifically, what law has to be broken? Specifically, what laws have to be broken in order for us to, in order for it to be all right for us to hand somebody over to ICE? Right? Villanueva, in a statement to the Los Angeles Times, said that he would not let ICE agents step inside the jails, but would march inmates out ourselves and give them to ICE. Right? Now, some say, well, that some on the left say, well, this is signifying that he's going to have even more direct cooperation with ICE. See, they don't, Trump is right about this. They don't want laws. If they think the law is bad, if they don't like what it is, then you don't have to abide by it. That's their attitude. I know on my side of that, we always say, if you don't like the law, what do? You change it. You challenge it and change it. You don't just break it. But some of you on the left always feel like no matter what the law is, if you don't like it, if you don't think it pertains, if you don't think it's the right thing to do, and, oh, my God, we're separating families. And just amazing the stuff that you throw out on this, on a heartstring BS PR line. Beat reporters who covered the race noted that Villanueva's proposal do not diverge entirely from the policies adopted by McDonnell. The candidates' differences on the issue were relatively minor in the end. Villanueva did not receive official endorsements from the anti-ICE activists. An ACLU-led alliance indirectly promoted his candidacy by organizing community forums. They also took care of his social media. I mean, think about this. Social media has become such a big deal. The thing that scares me is sound bites get people to act. Sound bites make people believe it to be truth. Black Lives co-founder Patrice Cullors, who chairs two of the groups in that coalition, hosted a series of events leading up to the vote, which she said were partly about shaming ICE-loving incumbent L.A. County Sheriff Jim McDonnell. Why would you... ICE-shaming? I'm sorry, ICE-loving. Excuse me. Right? Why wouldn't you support, uphold an organization? Yes, ICE is a police organization that enforced the law. And they do so much more. You know, it's funny thing about it is they do so much more than simply go looking for illegals that are hanging out. If you listen to the people on the left, the news sources on the left, you would think that ICE's only job is to patrol the streets and patrol the streets in a militant fashion, looking for those who may not have their papers. Right? They do so much more than that. It's customs work as well. Right? And I suppose some of you would find this irritating. You know, they stop the flow of cocaine and heroin coming into the country. Right? They're stopping shipments of not only drugs, but, you know, you're talking about knockoff. Well, in my day it was jeans. But now there's all kinds of merchandise that comes through that the patents have been stolen or reverse engineered. You know, China's great with that. 2 weeks after the election, Villanueva confirmed that his administration would continue honoring ICE requests to detain certain inmates, and now the left is beating him up. Villanueva flips on everyone and everything, everyone who voted for him, and everything he said. Right on schedule. You're a very dangerous convicted felons. You're going to have rapists, sexually violent predators. I can't release them into the public knowing that they're eligible for deportation, he said. So what could you possibly have against that comment? I wish somebody to the left would let me know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you have somebody That's a rapist, a sexual predator, a violent sexual predator. He's been deported a half a dozen times. He's wanted by ICE for committing one, not just for coming over illegally. Are you actually going to tell me, you're actually going to have the guts to look me in the face and say, yeah, I have no problem with that. They need to let him go. Villanueva did make good on a campaign promise to clean house, relieving several of the department's highest-ranking officials of duty. He takes over an agency with a $3 billion budget, employs 16,000 people, secures approximately 18,000 inmates. They also provide policing services to 42 contracted cities all through L.A. County. If you're from other states and other areas, it may be very confusing. And it is, because it's like little fingers of the county weaving in and out of the different cities. And they watch over it all. And I'd love to know, when he says a campaign promised a clean house of or relieving several departments' highest-ranking officials of duty. Well, why? Were they there too long? Were they corrupt? Were they just not his friends? I'm just asking, as they say. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Well, you know, Trump does it again as much as you don't want to hear it. He was right. He's embarrassing our European allies. Because what he said about Iran was true. And, you know, I love it when they have to admit it. And they don't have to admit it like saying, oh, you know, Trump was right. But when they take the exact actions that he told them they need to take to protect themselves, and they say, no, 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 and then they get nailed, and now they have to say, yes, 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 whole different animal. No different than what Governor Moonbeam had to do, remember? Bad timing, really bad timing when the president tweeted out the fires were the fault of, you know, the governor, so to speak. Failed policies. Well, he was right. And the governor had to change those policies. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. More of this crazy stuff when we come back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it.
Product by Croc. I love this product. It really works. By Brad. Works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And you know what? I love seeing some of these stories that pop up that the left has to struggle with, that they can't really deal with, because it goes against everything they believe. And even if there's proof, scientific proof, like I was trying to get information on a story about how the iPads, iPhones, and what have you, now the scientific proof that it actually is causing the brain of young people to kind of develop differently, develop improperly, if you would. But nobody's going to believe it, because people would rather be popular. They'd rather the kids love them, like them, wouldn't I love them, but like them, be their buddy, than take their iPad away. So we'll do that later on, because that's real. That's a real deal. That's a real big issue. Now, one of my favorites. And I love when this happens, and it happens frequently. They'll never tell you, though. They only harp on the negative stuff. But it's got to be a problem for Western leaders right now, because they're realizing that President Trump was right about ditching the Iranian nuclear treaty. Now, diplomats from the United Kingdom and the Netherlands and France expressed their concern because an Iranian medium-range ballistic missile test was done on Saturday. Now, here's the deal. if Iran still wants this to work, if they still think that this is the right thing and that the U.S. is out of line and what they're saying is not true and they're just trying to start a problem for the Iranians, why would you light off a missile? Why not go with the Europeans and say, look, we'll prove to you that we don't want any trouble, that everything's okay, and we don't want any aggravation, and what we'll do is, you know, we'll abide by the treaty with you people. No, they didn't do that, though. Because they never had any intention of it. Right? The U.S. government stated the missile Iran tested could reach Europe and the Middle East. That's according to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. The missile could carry multiple warheads and violate the Security Council Resolution 2231, which instructed Iran to refrain from any activity related to ballistic missiles. So you think they just came up with this overnight? They just came up with this since President Trump pulled us out? They probably, what do you think they said, back to the drawing board? They put 20 of their best scientists on it and came up with it this fast? The Security Council resolution was implementation of the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. It's known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. President Trump walked away from the deal last May, although China, France, Germany, Russia, and the U.K. stayed with the deal. But after the missile test, U.K. and France called a closed-door meeting of the Security Council to decide what to do. Now, France, no, this is very, you have to understand how strong this is for France. France came out with a statement that said that France is concerned by the launch of the medium-range ballistic missile by Iran on Saturday. Yeah, they're concerned. Because they know the missile could reach them. And then they would have to look to us for help again, like they have in the past. It condemns this provocative and destabilizing act. France reiterates that the Iranian ballistic missile program is not in compliance with the UN resolution. It calls on Iran to immediately cease any activity related to ballistic missiles designed to be able to carry nuclear weapons, including launches of ballistic missile technology. So Iran broke it with the Europeans because it said it wanted to stay in it with the Europeans, but apparently not so much. UK Ambassador Karen Pierce called the actions part and parcel of Iran's destabilization activities in the region. Her comments echo the UK Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt, who said Saturday that he was deeply concerned by Iran's actions, even as he reiterated support for the nuclear. Now, how do you see, this is where they talk out of both sides of their mouth. He wants to support the deal, but he's going to condemn Iran's actions. How about this? Obviously, Iran doesn't support the deal. Obviously, Iran doesn't think it's a big deal that they should have to abide by the deal, especially when one person pulled out, right? The U.S., one entity pulled out. Why not do the right thing for the rest of them? Why not show that you really are the U.S.? Look what jerks the U.S. are. We're living by our part of the bargain. We're not lighting anything off. We're not doing anything like that. Well, because they didn't mean it. They never did. Dutch Ambassador Karel van Oosterum also added, this kind of ballistic missile activity is inconsistent with the agreement, especially Part B of the agreement, which calls for Iran not to engage in these kind of activities. Even French Ambassador Delatry avowed the test was inconsistent with the resolution, urging Iran to please stop. No more. Kind of like when Obama was, you know, telling Putin to knock it off, right? When they thought he was, you know, having a little cyber war with everybody else. Knock it off. When they thought that they were somehow getting into our computers for our election system, told them to knock it off. That's good. You know, you do that in the junkyard with the bully, right? The schoolyard with the bully. Or the junkyard dog, and just, hey, knock it off. That's going to make them stop, right? Shouldn't be a problem. The group displayed its unusual attitude when it came to Iran, right? The resolution stated it only calls upon Iran to stop its ballistic test instead of demanding it to stop. It needed to stop everything. Everything. Not just testing. The testing of, the making of the parts. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley, in her typical blunt manner, stated that the ballistic test was dangerous and concerning, but not surprising. We said the same thing. Adding, the United States has repeatedly warned the world about Iran's deliberate efforts to destabilize the Middle East. I mean, this is true. Look, it's almost like everything we push back on President Trump on are things that he's trying to do to make us safer, to make the country better. We don't want him to fight with China because we're afraid that it's going to tank the stock market. Well, when do we push back? All the major economists who don't hate Trump and love this country said today, look, we've had a 10-year market that shouldn't have been. We have a 10-year market that needed to reset, or needed to reset, and it's been doing that. Nobody on that side, no real stock people, people have been watching the economy, watching the market for years, are really surprised by what just took place, or what's been taking place. Now, you heard about the market taking a dump today, 600-plus points, but that was in the morning. It came back and it closed up, which means not only did it take a nosedive for 600-plus points, but it actually came back over 600 points. So it actually came back from, you know, 700-plus points to make it positive, to put it in the green. So you know what? Maybe, just maybe, we should be working to support him and help him and not try to beat him around every corner, not try to slow him down, not to try to take these things away from him around every corner. Okay. Oh, I got so much of this stuff to talk about, it just doesn't go away. Again, somebody sent me a link to a Heisman Trophy winner, Kyle Murray. He's apologized for his past anti-gay tweets. Again, people going back years, right, to nail him. Heisman Trophy winner Kyle Murray is apologizing for anti-gay tweets posted to his Twitter account when he was 14 and 15. The Oklahoma quarterback tweeted, I apologize for tweets that may have come to light tonight when I was 14 and 15. I used poor choice of words. Doesn't reflect who I am and what I believe today. You know, it's funny. So they're not going to get off of his case, right? Because he can't evolve. But who else do we know that evolved? We know that President Obama evolved on same-sex marriage. Not that he evolved. He probably already believed it, but he wouldn't tell us the truth. Joe Biden evolved on same-sex marriage. Hillary Clinton evolved on same-sex marriage. They were accepted. They were embraced. They were loved on and hugged and just shy of being kissed on the cheek. Yet these guys say I made a mistake. I've evolved on the situation, if you would. Everything's good. And no, you still have to kick the crud out of them. So it goes back, people, to what I keep saying. They don't want equality. They want control. All this stuff they talk about has absolutely nothing to do with equality and everything to do with control. We come back. It must be transgender night or something. We have someone who played handball for Australia's men's team, now as a transgender. He somehow is dominating the women's world of handball. I wonder how that happened. Just asking. And Martin Luther King's daughter, guess what? She is supporting Donald Trump. How did that happen? She's a Democrat. That can't happen. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, write it down, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. We've got a lot more coming up after the break. Really, get up your coffee, cool down your water, whatever it is you do, and come on back.